الحمد لله الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس، ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we were speaking about sadaqah. There's one more verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about spending in the path of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that begins a new discussion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about riba, usury, interest. So Allah says that those who expend their wealth in the night, during the night and in the day, secretly and openly, remember for them there's reward by their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there'll be no fear for them. In other words, they should be rest assured that with regards to their future, there'll be nothing for them to fear about, and nor will they grieve in the future about anything that they could have missed out in the dunya. Why? Because of this little sadaqah that they gave in this dunya during the night or during the day, be it openly or be it secretly. On account of that, they are going to get such a reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising them that when that reward comes, then you wouldn't fear anything, nor will you be grieving about anything that perhaps you could have missed out on that in the dunya, because this is now the best reward that is given to you here in the akhirah. Then Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى, that those who eat riba, usually, those who consume usually, those who do riba, consume interest, Allah says, لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ, they do not rise from their places except like that person who is actually beaten up by shaitan into insanity. Allah says, why this is the condition? Because they try to understand riba to be exactly the same as normal trading. So they try to apply their own logic and ask and make objections that what is the difference between riba and normal trading? What is the difference between interest and normal trading? But there's a big difference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly explains that one is permissible and the other is impermissible. Now because they bring their own understanding and they bring their own objections against the sharia, Allah says that this is the condition that they are actually beaten up by shaitan into insanity. Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. Why is that? Why is the condition such? It is such because they say that normal trading is exactly the same as interest. There's no difference between the two. How I deal, how I trade with, how I do some business dealing with somebody, and I gain some extra after that, some profit, in the same way I'm doing riba. Allah explicitly mentions the following, that one is permissible and the other is impermissible. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Listen, Allah makes bay', normal, your trading permissible, and Allah makes impermissible usury and interest. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ. Now listen, that person upon whom the admonition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to now, and immediately he desists and he stops taking riba, then whatever happened in the past, right, that is forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him maaf for that. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. But remember, whatever happens now in the future, Allah is watching. Allah is watching whatever, observing whatever happens now in the future. Your matter is now lying by Allah subhanahu. It lies by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means Allah is well aware of what happens now. وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. From here you should remember that that person who now continues, that means the admonition came to him, but he did not take heed, he did not take benefit from that, and then he continues to do riba again. Allah says that, let them know that they are the inhabitants of the fire of Jahannam, hum fiha khalidun, and they in Jahannam, they shall remain therein forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do all our business transactions according to Islam and to stay away from usury and interest at all times. Wa akhir da'wana.